Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
We have recently celebrated the virgin birth of Jesus. The gospel accounts tell the story of his birth. Among the many facts about Christ is this one major belief. As Christians, we believe that Jesus was not born like other men. Mary, his mother, gave birth to Jesus. She was still a virgin. Jesus is the Son of God. Prophecy predicted the birth of this Savior. God planned it and the angels announced it. And we have just passed the traditional season of acknowledging his birth. This is only one of the biblical facts that sets Jesus apart from all other people. He was not just one of the prophets. He was not Elijah come back from the grave. Jesus asked his disciples what people believed about him. They told him many believed him to be one of the prophets. On one occasion, it's recorded for us in Matthew 16, the apostles revealed their own faith. When Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" they confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." I share this account with you because if we're going to exalt Jesus and honor him as our Savior, we too must identify him in the very same way.
Redeem my heart again. familiar with my weakness, devoted to the end. Redeemer, Savior, friend, you're my friend. Redeemer, Savior, friend, oh my friend. Redeemer, Savior.
Jesus was not just one of the prophets of God. He is not just another man who is to be honored for his good works and kind nature. Jesus is to be known and accepted as the Son of God, and that this sets him apart from everyone else who has and all who ever will live on the earth. Jesus declared to all his followers, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." He also said, "Unless you believe that I am He," that is, the Christ, "you shall die in your sins." After Jesus had been crucified, buried, resurrected from the grave, and had ascended into heaven, the Apostle Peter makes this grand statement: "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." That's Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The Apostle Paul, in his first letter to Timothy, declares this: "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men." 1 Timothy 2, 5 and 6. And then the Apostle John shares these inspired words about Jesus: "If anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world." And that's 1 John 2, 1 and 2. These references serve as examples from the Bible. The basic message of Christian faith is that Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth. What he said just before ascending back into heaven is true. He said, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth." He is Lord of lords and the King of kings, and he is Savior. By his shed blood on Calvary's cross, forgiveness of sins is still proclaimed today by his authority. A scene from the Acts of the Apostles comes to my mind. It is the record of Paul and Silas in prison in the city of Philippi. And about midnight, while they were singing and praying, God rattled the jail and opened all the doors and unfastened all the chains from the prisoners. Paul stopped the jailer that night from taking his own life, shouting out, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." And the jailer came and fell down at the feet of Paul and Silas and asked, "What must I do to be saved?" Obviously, the jailer knew his life was not right with God. How much of Paul's preaching and teaching he had heard is unknown. But the jailer knew he needed to be saved. The answer to his question was that he needed to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. His salvation depended upon his believing that Jesus was God's Son, born of the Virgin, and that Jesus and only Jesus could pay the price for his sins. He could be saved only by and through the name of Jesus Christ. That night, Paul and Silas told the jailer and his family about Jesus. And before the night was over, this man and his family claimed the saving grace of God. And they did so when they expressed their faith and were baptized for the remission of their sins. Nothing else would do. The man could not work off his debt of sin. He could not make up for his sins by doing good deeds. He was lost and needed saving. And the blood of Jesus provided it. And so today, we are proclaiming to all who hear our message that Jesus is the Christ. He is Lord. He is Savior. Have you received the blessing of salvation? Have you accepted by faith his lordship, confessing him repenting of a life of sin, and then in faith surrendering yourself to the baptism in water for the remission of your sins. Today we are declaring this very same truth about Jesus, and we are in prayer that through this message you will share in the salvation that God has provided for all who will come to Jesus.
From the ends of the earth,
from the depths of the sea,
from the heights of the heaven,
your name be praised.
From the hearts of the weak,
from the shouts of the strong,
from the lips of all people,
this song we raise, Lord. Throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord Most High. Exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation, Lord Most High, be magnified.
From the heights of the heaven,
your name be praised.
From the hearts of the weak,
from the
shouts of the strong,
from the lips of all people, this song we raise, Lord. Throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord Most High. Exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation, Lord Most High, be magnified. Throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord Most High. Exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation, Lord Most High, be magnified. Be magnified.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.